realization, returning to the Father. And when he returned to the Father, did the Father accept him? When he returned to the Father, did the Father accept him? The Father accepted him. For everyone, listen to me, lend me your ears. For everyone that will sincerely turn to God, there is no addiction or character or lifestyle that he cannot take away from you. Do you hear me? For everyone that will sincerely turn to the Lord Jesus, for everyone that will sincerely turn to him to take him as his Lord and Savior, there is no addiction, there is no weakness that he cannot deliver you from. I was barely 17 when I went to the altar to turn to him. From the age of 13 to about that 16 plus, I told you people my own addiction. I told you my own addiction, but when I turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, he successfully took it away. There was no second, there was no return. In fact, there was nothing like second touch. The reason why many of us are still coming to church, and even a church like this, and we are still held bound by several addictions and weaknesses, is because we've not truly taken the Lord Jesus as our Savior. You've not truly surrendered your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be very sincere. I see many of you, we jam on social media. You sing in the church, you shed tears. You, when they sing, oh yes, in the presence of God, you are among the first to go to the altar to drop offering. But outside the church, you have no relationship with Jesus. The return of the lost son. When he returned back to the Father, his Father's hands were opened. Why we are lost simply lies, or why we remain lost simply lies in this principle. If you can truly return back to the Father, there is no mountain too great before you that he will not help you overcome. You think several of us that are carrying microphone and preaching, you think it is anointing oil that is flowing in our body? We are not human beings. It's not anointing oil that is flowing in our body. We are not doing 7 days dry fasting every time. No. It is simply because we have returned back to the Lord Jesus. We have truly made him our best friend. My brother and sister, there is nothing more for us to say. We can keep talking theory, word of God, prayer, this and that. This simple principle, coming back to the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart, is able to set anybody under any bondage free. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is able to deliver anybody under any bondage. Among the brothers, another evil spirit that is increasing today is homosexuality. If you will truly turn to the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart, none of you can be possessed by that spirit. You say you don't know. Whenever you see anything that is not your own, you steal it. If you return to the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart, he can take away that spirit, that nature from you. If a teenager could be addicted to whoremongering, and the Lord Jesus Christ can deliver him because he surrendered his heart to him, what can he not do? If you will put him first, if you will put him first, then other things can follow. Praise the living God. Yes, there are other things. You must cut off from some friends. You must turn off those useless things you are watching on TV. Some of you will end up deleting Instagram and Facebook when you leave this conference. It's necessary for your present condition. For a long time in my life, I did not use WhatsApp. For a long time, I didn't use WhatsApp. For a long time, I needed to pass God's test before I could start using WhatsApp. Just like that. Not because I did not have an Android phone. No. So there are things you need to do. I'm not saying you will not do some things. But the most vital thing is to return back to the Father with all your heart. Don't just come to church and be a church going youth. Be a youth that has given his life to Jesus. Be a youth that has decided to follow Jesus Christ. Be a youth that has decided to serve God. Don't be a youth that sings worship songs with his mouth and at the same time sings worldly songs with the same mouth. You are not yet a youth for Christ. If you will put him first and decide, Jesus, you are my all in all. I have heard that you are everything I need to be found in this life. Jesus Christ is a complete package. It's a total package. Your accepting Jesus affects every part of your life. Every part. I told you guys, I was struggling academically. What I used to ask my teacher in secondary school is, Uncle, did I repeat? Not out of my position. I didn't want to know my position because it might be maybe not number three from the back. Once you said I did not repeat, I saw it as success. My first semester in the poly, after I have found Jesus and returned to him, I was a science student. I never did accountancy in my life. It was a general course for us to do. And the one student, the course I never did in my life that I thought I was going to have the most difficult issue with, that was the course that I had the highest mark. We were even scoring more than students that were studying accountancy. I scored 84. It boosted my GP beyond all points. By the time I was seeing my GP, of course, you know, poly is different from uni. I don't know if it's still the same up to now. In poly, the highest is 4. In uni, you have 5.0. But in poly, my own time, it was 4 points. I had 3 points. Either it's 3.2 or 3 point something. It was the equivalent of 2-1. That was the first best result I've ever had in my life. Me. Writing exam without cheating. If you return to the Father, he said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Some of us, we heard the testimony of Dr. Faith this afternoon. Such a young boy, when he was talking of how he has made cool cash. He's a doctor. He can be an electrician. He can be a baker, a graphic designer. But there was something he said. You will know that this one has a close relationship with God. Don't think when we are presenting Jesus to you or telling you to return to the Father, we want to cage you and make you just wear long skirt and we don't want you to enjoy life. No. We are actually helping you to invest your life the right way. Jesus is a total package. He affects every part of your life. Many of you attended my wedding. My wife, I've known her for years. It was by the direction of God that I married her. I've known her for years. I never thought marriage. In fact, the person I wanted to marry was her friend. The person I was years back thinking, oh. But when I was seeking the face of my Jesus for a wife, he showed that to me. And we've been married for some months now. Forget it. Our honeymoon is for eternity. I can prove that I did not make a mistake in marriage. 20 years time, if Christ tarries, come back, I will still tell you the same thing. But many of us, if you continue to push Jesus away, why do you think many of us end up entering the wrong marriage? Why do you think many of us end up choosing the wrong career or taking the wrong decision that affects our life forever? If you return to the Father, your life is completely guaranteed and secured. You just hear today that a youth fell sick and died. This one was going, motor hit him, a vehicle knocked him and he died. This one drank, this one he died. Such does not happen, I'm telling you, to those that have returned to their father. Am I saying the enemy will not afflict you or fight you? He reveals it and he cancels it. Many of us can tell you our experience with this Jesus. He is a living God. We are not coming to offer you religion. We want you to return back indeed. You feel your life is okay without the Father, but I'm here to tell you no. You think you are enjoying without the Father, but I'm here to tell you you are actually suffering. You think your life is beautiful, probably because you're a fine girl with a nice shape, and everybody sees you and they want to have you, and you think that's the beauty of life. I'm telling you no. I love to tell the story of the touch of the master's hand. What returning back to the Father can do for you. Long ago, in a bazaar, if I'm not wrong, where you bring out something, this paper is going for 1,000 naira, 1,000 naira, another person will say 2,000 naira. 2,000 naira, another person will say 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira, another person will say this, and then the highest bidder gets it. In that auction sales that day, they auctioned a lot of things. At the end of the auction, the auctioneer brought out a very ugly old violin. How many of us know what a violin is? All musicians will know what a violin is. A violin. We don't have it here now. Very old looking, dusty, unattractive, inattractive, dirty. He brought it out. Things were auctioned for thousands of dollars. The first price the auctioneer would give for that violin was $1. Another person said $2. $2 going, another person said $3. $3, nobody was willing to increase it above $3. Suddenly, the father of the violin came from the back. An old man walked to the auctioneer, just very old, stooped shoulder, collected the violin from the auctioneer, tightened the strings and dusted it. And he played just a simple melody. And everybody began to cry in that auction. Just a little melody of 2 minutes, everybody started shedding tears. Of a sudden, this valueless, invaluable violin has become the most valuable violin in that sales. The auctioneer have collected it from the man. Now, who is going $1,000? Another person said two. $2,000, another person said three. $3,000, another person said. He kept on increasing until they got the highest buyer for that day. And the ugly looking violin became the most expensive item that was sold in that auction. And everybody was still shedding tears. We don't understand what changed the value. What changed the worth of this violin? What made us to see this violin differently? And the old man smiled. He said it was the touch of the master's hand. He made the violin. That can be likened to what we are saying in this conference. If you don't return back to your father, to him that formed you from your mother's womb, your life cannot be at the best. Whatever success you think you are achieving in life without God will be a short-lived success. You think you are beautiful, allow God to firstly package you that you know what real beauty is. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing more to say than to tell you we are in this camp to return back to our Father. We are in this camp that we may be found by Him. Can we be on our feet?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Don't allow anybody
to wretch like me.
I was lost, but now I'm found, and was blind, but now I see.
God bless you. Well, I want to give some people the opportunity to come to the altar and talk to the Lord Jesus. I want to give some people the opportunity to come and say, Lord, I'm returning back to you. Enough is enough of my useless lifestyle. Enough is enough of my running away from you. Enough is enough of my playing around. Enough is enough of my insincerity in serving you. If you want to return back to the Father, why not take this decision and just come to the altar and talk to him?
I see.
T'was
grace that taught,
and you are not born to come to the Lord. Begin to pray, Lord.
And
if you don't want to come out
of my how precious that grace of
you, Lord,
I want
Lord, I want to return to you.
Yeah.
I want to return to you.
Yeah. Just
Father, I pray that if I'm found in you, my life will be
different.
I want my life to be
different
from him. I want to be
different
from him. I want to be found. I return to you as a lost son to the Lord. I've been lost with this. I've been lost with that. I don't want to live here lost again.
When we've been there 10 times,
he's still waiting for your peace. He's waiting for that
lost
the end. That
lost
God. That we lost God. He wants you to be found.
We've done this to
sincerely, This was how I came out, and I never went back to fornication. This was how I came out, and worldly songs could not hold me bound anymore. If I share the true testimony with you, I pray that the grace that has kept us burning for Jesus till this day will come upon you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. Can we put hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we put hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ?